Special testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek churches. What we should do. This is not as it should be. The gifts and offerings that have cost some self-denial are to be brought in. A separate fund for the purpose of defraying the expenses, which every church member should share according to his ability, should be instituted in every place where there is a church. Let the pennies, the sixpences, and the shillings be saved that may be looked upon as altogether too meager for charitable purposes. But these, if brought into the treasure house, will be received and blessed of God, and what God blesses is blessed indeed. Self can be denied of many needless things. In the Battle Creek Church, the sisters will have an account to render to God for the Lord's money, which they have worse than wasted in order to make an appearance, which appearance hangs out the sign that they are one in spirit with the worldling. Their chief desire is to gratify vanity and pride. Every talent is to be used as the Lord's entrusted gift. No outlay of means is a sin that is employed to defray the church expenses or for any religious work. But that expense is not to come out of the tithe. The treasury of God must not be robbed. That means must be used to supply the wages and fully to sustain those who give themselves to the work of the ministry. There may be cases where human judgment may decide that a certain one does not accomplish much in advancing the work, and that the cause of God would be just as well without him. But who will dare to venture on the work of weeding out the ones supposed to be of little value? The Lord must judge in this matter. This measurement is not left to finite human agencies. The one whom they question may produce results more directly in spiritual lines and interests for eternity than the persons who would set them aside. I know this has been the case in many instances. Judas was officious in this direction, and Christ said of him that he had a devil, because his mind was open to the devil's work.